First, I want you to take a deep breath. It's okay. You know that, right? You're okay, and I'm okay. At the end of all of this, you're still going to be okay, and so will I. Now I want you to focus on the top of my head. Can you do that for me? Okay, take another deep breath. I can tell you need it. Now, focus your eyes right there on the top of my head where you have put so many of those sweet kisses of yours before. That's right, baby. Focus on my empty little head. It is empty, baby, but that's all right. That just means you get to fill it with whatever you want. You get to fill your brainless little fuck doll's head with all of your fantasies, all of your desires, the things you like, things that make your cock twitch, the things you love, the things that make you come. Fill my empty little head with you. That's all it's good for. Remembering everything I need to do in order to make you happy. Isn't that right? Now, let's move downwards, okay? My eyes are one of your favorite parts of me, but something tells me you think they're prettiest when I'm on my knees, looking up at you, waiting for instructions. Say it, baby. I know you want to say it. Tell me you like me better on my knees. Go on. Tell me I'm only worth something if I'm beneath you. Beneath a man. Doing as I'm told. Oh, that's perfect, baby. Oh, that's perfect. I love hearing you say that. Now, look down at that cute, round, little button nose that you love so much. The nose I have to breathe out of when my head is bobbing up and down on your cock. But you like to take it a bit further, don't you? You like to fuck my face until I can't breathe at all. You love controlling my breath with your cock. You love looking down at me, knowing that I'm dependent on you for purpose, for pleasure, for oxygen. Isn't that right? That moment when the tip of your cock starts to press into the back of my throat, gagging me, choking me, making my eyes water. It's okay. It's okay because it's squeezing you so tight, making you feel so good. My tears make you so hard. You like pushing my body, don't you, baby? Bending it until it breaks. And you love my mouth around you. You love my thick, soft, tight lips squeezing you back and forth. That's all they're good for, isn't it, baby? A woman's mouth is meant to be felt, not heard, right? Say it. Come on, it's all right. Say it for me. Yes, that's it. Now, tell me what you really want to tell me. What I know you want to tell me. Tell me to shut the fuck up and suck your cock. Oh, you don't fool me, baby. I know you want to say it. I know you want me to shut my little whore mouth and pleasure you. say it. Oh, that's right, baby. My mouth is for fucking, not for talking. Do I look pretty down here on my knees, baby? Or did you want me to smear my lipstick all over your balls first? I know you love it. When I make myself look like a stupid, messy, worthless, trashy little whore for you. Isn't that right? You like it when my makeup is all smeared and running. You like filling up my mouth so you don't have to hear me talk. You like rubbing the tip of your cock against the back of my throat, don't you? That way you don't even have to hear me breathe, huh, baby? Nothing interrupting you. You can just ignore me while you use me. I don't have wands. I don't have needs. I don't have a life or anything outside of being your little toy. You can just close your eyes. Tilt your head back. Ignore the sounds of me choking on your cock. Just focus on how good my wet, warm fuckhole feels wrapped around you. You know that's all it is, right, baby? My mouth is just another fuckhole for you. No different from the others. Made just for your pleasure. The only reason I can talk at all is to say please, please, before you use me. And to say thank you after you're done with me. resist to squeeze your cock nice and tight. My tongue exists to lick your balls. Your shaft. To swirl around your head and to taste that little drop of pre-cum. And my throat. Oh, my throat exists to spasm and pulse to please your cock inside of it. This is my purpose, baby. Oh, this is what I was made for. Oh, aren't you feeling so good? That's proof, baby. That's proof that this is what I was created to do. To pleasure cock. And I'm yours, baby. I'm all yours. Please tell me I'm yours. Tell me I'm your little cock sleeve. Please. Please use me like I was made to be used. Please. Oh, please let me be your little cum dump. Thank you, baby. I love swallowing your cum. It's everywhere. All down my chin and my chest. Did you like that, baby? I did too. Of course I did. Why would I lie? Baby, I'm serious. I loved it. You don't have to thank me. I want you to feel like you can tell me anything. Try new things with me. Really be an open book with me. You know? What? Oh my gosh, baby, no. No. I don't think you're a bad guy. Come here. Come cuddle up in bed with me. Yes. There we go. Let me get these fingers of mine all over that chest of yours. I never, ever thought for a single second that this was anything more than a kink for you. I never, ever thought for a single second that you might actually think me and every other woman out there are just sets of worthless holes, baby, come on. Baby, come on. You are so sweet, so gentle, so thoughtful and compassionate. and you treat me like a queen. Yes, you do. This doesn't count. Sweetie, you don't really think this counts, do you? Baby, your sexuality, your kinks, your fantasies, that's not real. That's not who you actually are. Just because you like to degrade me for fun to get your cock hard doesn't mean that you actually think I'm some useless dumb slut, and I know that. You've got to know that too. I know you love me, and I know that you're not a real misogynist who thinks I should be like uneducated, barefoot, pregnant, and like making you a sandwich. Listen, sweetheart, I love you. You are such an amazing man, and you are so unbelievably good to me. If I didn't feel that way about you, I wouldn't let you do this. I wouldn't let you explore this little kink with me. I'm serious, baby. I wouldn't do this. I wouldn't do this with you if I didn't love you and trust you outside of the bedroom. You know what I mean? I'm actually kind of loving the juxtaposition of this very sweet, considerate, genuinely nice guy who secretly wants to be bad. To be this other more intense, dastardly person. Just to see what it's like to explore himself, to discover more of his sexuality, even if it means asserting his dominance and power over a woman and treating her like a cheap, disposable little cum dump. I really do like it a lot. I want you to have complete sexual freedom with me, baby. You won't ever hurt my feelings or make me feel like you don't care about me, because I'll always know the truth, and you prove that truth to me every single day. I know that you love me. You can look at your fantasies and be ashamed and think you're a horrible person or whatever, but I'll always know that it's just pretending. I'll always know that it doesn't mean anything. And I'll always be right here to play these fun new games with you and help you explore yourself and make you come in all these fun new ways. I really do love making you come, baby. You don't ever have to be nervous about sharing this darker side of yourself with me, okay? Because I know you. I know you, sweetheart. You are my perfect man. Yes, perfect. And I don't want to hear another word about it. You are perfect in every way. I know who you are in reality, in the real world, and that's what matters. Our bedroom is a safe little haven for us to explore each other's pleasures, explore private pleasures that have nothing to do with real life, okay? I know you, baby. I know you're a good person. I know you didn't actually mean anything you said. I know that... I know that look on your face. My sleepy boy. Here. Let me scooch in a little closer. Put my fingers between yours. There we go. I just want you to feel good, baby. Good enough to be completely open with me. Good enough to tell me when you want to try something new. Good enough to trust me when I say that I really did enjoy myself. I really did, baby. Believe me when I say that this will not be the last time that I will be playing the role of your stupid, worthless, little fuck meat.